Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We are on Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Bertas Gufa, and today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So Gufa, Amar Chizkiya said yesterday, Meiser Sheni, She'ein Bo Shav a Pruta, if you have Meiser Sheni and it's not worth a Pruta, you cannot redeem Meiser Sheni that's less than a Pruta. What do you do? How do you redeem it? You don't want to take it to Yerushalayim. You want to redeem it on money. But it has to be worth at least a pruta in order to redeem it. So Omer, you say, Hu v'chomsho, the Meiser Sheni plus the fifth, Mechulal al mos harishonos. Is Mechulal on other money that I already redeemed other Meiser Sheni? In other words, I have a pile of Meiser Sheni, and I redeemed it on those coins. Then I have another little bit of Meiser Sheni over there in the corner. I forgot to redeem that. How can I redeem that now? It's not worth a pruta. No, there's still room in those coins. Why is there still room in those coins? Exactly. A penny for penny. People are not so exact. So they always do more coins than the Meiser Sheni's worth to make sure they're good. So a little bit less than a pruta. There's room, so to speak, in the coins. To include this as well.
When you add the fifth, don't you have to be precise?
What?
But when you add the fifth.
No, it's a fifth of the price. That's tomorrow's daf, what the fifth is. But it's let's say it's 20%, which is a total of the fifth, or 25%, whatever it is. So I have over here, it's worth 3 pennies.
Right.
So add a fifth to the 3 pennies.
It's included.
And that 4 pennies, whatever it becomes, there's still room in the coins. So I left over 4 pennies in those coins.
Yeah.
Now, Meisve, the whole daf, we're going to be busy with this statement. Meisve, there's a question. Ha truma, for ha bikurim, or bikurim, right? Chayavin aleha misa, it's chayav misa if you eat it b'mezid. Chayav misa if you eat truma b'mezid, if you're not a kohen. The chomesh, and you have to pay a fifth if you ate it b'shogeg. Now this is a mishnah in Bikurim, I think. Yeah, where is this? It's a mishnah in Challah. Okay. Next, now the mishnah says a line which is a very difficult line, v'asurim lazarim, and it's usher to a zar. Doesn't that sound a little redundant?
Bikurim.
What?
Bikurim 2:1.
Bikurim, okay. Bikurim. Is that redundant? If you eat matrim or bikurim, if you eat it, mezid, chayav misa. If you eat it, b'shogeg, you have to pay a fifth. V'asurim lazar, it's usher to a zar. What does that mean? So Rashi says, b'lo yochal. It's usher to a zar not to eat it. Even though we just said, you get misa and you have to pay a fifth. Right? Utzarech lemasniyeh, we have to mention that, b'shum deboy lemisnei, masha'en kein b'maiser. Which is not true by Meiser. Right? Dafilu Isser Leka. There isn't even an Isser. Tosva says, Pirush Rashi, Dimishum Meiser Katanila. Why do we mention, why do we say these two words, Asa Lazar? To contrast that by Meiser Sheni, it's not true. Right? Lashmi'inan Dafilu Isser Leka. It's not even true. Miyu, however, B'mesechtes Chala Lo Matzino Lefar Shahachi. We don't find such a thing. That not, it says, Hasam, hachala v'habikur, another mishnah, hachala v'habikurim chayavin aleihem misa, v'chomesh, v'asal azarim. And it says over there, v'asal azarim, v'lo katani masha enki b'maiser. And it doesn't mention masha enki b'maiser. So what kind of answer is that? So why does the mishnah say it? Extra words. V'yesh lomar answers tosvos, k'd mefarz b'yushalmi. Like the Yerushalmi says, v'asurim azarim, afilu chatzi shir. Even if it's a chatzi shir, O midaraisa, o durabanan, that's a machlokas if it's a chatzi shir midaraisa durabanan. But it's a chatzi shir. Why would I think the chatzi shir here is different than any other chatzi shir? Right? So the Rashba says, because this iser achila doesn't apply to everybody in Klai Yisrael. It only applies to non kahanim. So I would think if it applies to non kahanim, maybe there's no issue of chatzi shir. Why would I think that? No other answer. Right? The Meiri says that when it says it's Asa Lazar, it means, it doesn't mean Achil at all, it means an Hana. You're not allowed to, in a Hana where the principle gets depleted, like using it for fuel. You're not allowed to use it for fuel either. It's not just eating it. That's what it means to serve. Okay, anyway. Now that next line, back in the top line, the hain nichzei kohen, and the truma and the bikurim belong to a kohen. What does that mean? Belong to a kohen? He can marry a woman with it. He can marry. He can even kaddish a woman with this bikurim. Va'olim be'echad umeya, and it is bottle in 1 in 100. Right, it's bottle 1 in 100. Vitu'unin rechitzas yodayim. You have to wash your hands before you eat it. Veherev shemesh. And you have to wait till nightfall. Hare elu b'tshum u'bikurim. All that applies to tshum u'bikurim. Masha'in kein b'maiser. None of that applies by maiser. Okay? Now, what does it mean none of it applies by maiser? My, what does that mean, masha'in kein b'maiser? What does that mean? Now, I need you to tell me that. Now, Rashi says that, look at the Rashi of Ve'olim Ve'echad Umeya. That's what it means. It doesn't, not by Meiser. What's not by Meiser? By Meiser, there's no din of bottle 1 in 100. That's what it means. Right where Rashi? See the Rashi of Ve'olim Ve'echad Umeya? It's a long Rashi, but we have to read it, because the whole daf is this Rashi.
It also says your Meiser Sheni is not one's personal property, can't use it with Kaddish woman.
Fine. So it says, Masha ain't came by Meiser. No, there's a whole list of things here. You have to wash your hands.
Right.
It's bottle 1 in 100. It's yours. You have to wait till nightfall. Masha ain't came by Meiser. None of that applies to Meiser. So Rashi says, the old Echad Meya, Tzrich in Echad Meya. You need 1 in 100. Levatel for Bittel. The ain't Bittel Barov. That doesn't, the Rove is not good enough. You need a super Rove, 1 in 100. Masha ain't came by Meiser. Meiser's different. The Batal Barov. Batal Barov is all you need. Velos boy echarumeya. You don't need 1 in 100. There was a machlokas here. The Ritva says you need 1 in 60. Still 60 you still need. Batal Bashishim. Okay. Vialkarchach b'maiser she'ein lo takanta. Now, we're talking about maiser. She'ein lo takanta. There's nothing you can do with it. Velo pedia. You can't redeem it. Velo la'alosu l'yushalayim kamar. You can't bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. And you can't, there's nothing you can do with it. De'i isle takanta. But if you could do something with it, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, Davar sheyesh lo matirin lo batal. A davar sheyesh lo matirin, not batal. Right? It's not batal. V'hacha kigon shenitma. Now Rashi throws in that it got tame, the Meiser Sheni. So even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, you know, even if you bring it to... How do we start off today's daf? We started off that you have... Chizkiya said, if you have Meiser Sheni that you forgot to redeem, you can redeem it on the extra coins that you have. Why? Because nobody's exact on the coins.
Right.
There's a kasha on that. The kasha is... We didn't get to the kasha yet. The kasha is that we have all these things that apply to Bikur Ben Truma, and they don't apply to Meiser. What's on that list? Bittel B'Hundred. That doesn't apply by Meiser. Right? What does that mean it doesn't apply by Meiser? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. How is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Eat it. Says Rashi, you can't eat it. Got tummy. Right? Kigon shenitma. Delosa tekanta bachila. Ve'in bo shavar pruta. It's not even worth a pruta. Delav bar b'diyahu. Ve'im isa l'chizkiya. And if Chizkiya is right. Now we'll go back to the Gemara. My love, my, what does it mean? Masha ain't came to Meiser. What does it mean? These things on this list don't apply to Meiser. What does it mean? Love, you have to wash your hands? You have to wash your hands before Meiser also. What's on the list? It doesn't apply to Meiser. So you only said it's not yours. You can't marry a woman with it. That's a machlokas anyway. But let's say it's true. Love, doesn't it mean clean? Michlal, the Meiser, batel barov. The Meiser is batel barov. V'im isil of the Chizkiya. And if Chizkiya is right, then what? Right? That even if it's not worth a pruta, you can redeem it on coins, if he's right. Havale davar sheyesh shlo matirin. It's a davar sheyesh shlo matirin. What's a davar sheyesh shlo matirin? How is it a davar sheyesh shlo matirin? Right? Right? And it's a davar sheyesh shlo matirin Because Davar sheyesh lo matir and afilu be'elef lo batal. Even one in a thousand's not batal, right? Now, that question means, right? So what's the question? What's the question? The question is, if not for Chizkiyah, I could have said this mission is very simple. If not for Chizkiyah, I could have said that it's talking about Meiser less than a Shavah Pruta, right? And since you can't redeem less than a Shavah Pruta, it's like a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. It's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right? And therefore it's Bittel Barov. Otherwise, how do I read this Mishnah? Why is it a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Why? If it's a Davar, remember, the rule is if it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you can't be Mevatel it. You can't be Bittel something, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right? It's going to become Mutter. It's going to become Mutter. Therefore, it can't be, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What if it can never become Mutter? Then it is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin.
Yeah, but it's not Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because you can always redeem it.
What?
You can always redeem the Meiser Sheni.
Exactly. So
what's the problem? I'm not understanding what the problem is.
Right.
Because it comes Tame. If it comes Tame, then...
Forget the Tame. The Gemara, the only Rashi mentions that.
Right.
The Gemara is going to say it in a few minutes. The Gemara is
out. Yeah. The out is being redeemed and stuff. So what's the problem?
We gave a list of things that apply to Truma. Then we said, Masha ain came b'meiser. It doesn't apply b'meiser. What's on the list? Bittel b'meya. That doesn't apply b'meiser. There's no such thing as Bittel. Right? There's no Bittel b'meiser. Right? That says lav mechlal de meiser bittel beruba. All you need is bittel berov. You only want 100. Bittel berov is all you need. Either it's 1 in 60, 1 in 3. So all you need is bittel berov, right? Now v'im yisil de chizkia. If chizkia is right, that what? That even meiser that's not worth a shavah pruta, you could still redeem. That's what chizkia said. If it's not worth a shavah pruta, you could still redeem it. Where are you redeeming it? It's less than a pruta on the extra money. If you could do that, Havelay, this Meiser is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Right? It's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And why is it a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Because I can redeem it on money.
Exactly.
If it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, there shouldn't be no Bittel.
Correct.
So there's no Bittel. So yet, the Mishnah said there is Bittel. Not Bittel B'meya, but there's still Bittel. Where could there ever be Bittel by Meiser Sheni? How could that ever be? How could there ever be Bittel by Meiser Sheni? Just redeem it. Redeem it on money. Why do I have to resort to Bittel? That's the Gemara's question. You can't resort to Bittel if you have another out. Have another out. Redeem it. Right? Good? Fine, very good. Now, Mimai, how do you know Demasha Ein Kein B'Meisel Bittel Beruba? How do you know that that's what it means? But what things on the list don't apply to Meiser. How do you know we're talking about Bittel? Dilma, maybe. Lo Bittel Klal. Maybe there's no Bittel at all. There's no Bittel. So it makes perfect sense. So Gemara says, no. Lo Mutz is Amar Tahachi. You can't say that. Because, Lagabi Truma, Chumre at Truma Katani. We're talking about the Chumres of Truma. Truma is so machmir, 1 in 100. That's so machmir. By my scene, you don't have 1 in 100. At worst, they have 1 in 60. To tell me now, look at this. Truma is so machmer. You need Bittel 1 in 100. Oh, yeah? And I says, never Bittel. Not 1 in 1 billion. That can't be. We're talking about the chumers of Truma. They bring me a chumer of Meiser. It doesn't make sense. Right? Kule de Truma lo katani. The coolest of Truma we're not talking about. Ay, va katani vehein nichse kohen. But a kohen can be mekadesh a woman with it. And you can't be mekadesh a woman with Meiser Sheni Yoni. Right? So it's not a kula of truma? Truma so makel. You can be Makadish a woman with it, it's yours, and you can't be Maisa Shani. So the Gemara says, Lo Zalka Daitach. Datananish, don't think that. Ditanya, Behedya, Maisa Shani. Maisa Shani, Bittel Barov. Maisa Shani's Bittel and Rov. Ube'ez Maisa Shani Amru. Maisa Sheni She'ein Bo Shava Pruta. A Maisa Sheni not worth a Pruta, or Shenichnas LiYerushalayim V'yotzei. You went in, and when you went out, once you take it in, and then you go out, you can't redeem it anymore. We're going to get to that, right? So what do you see from here? That Maiser Sheni is Bittel Barov. V'imisa L'chizkiyah, but if Chizkiyah is right, that you can redeem it, Le'evid Le'i L'chizkiyah, that Chizkiyah is right. Why can't you resort to Chizkiyah? V'nechil Le'al Maser Rishonos, and just be redeeming on the other money. Right? Redeeming on the other money. Right? Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. So before we get to the answer, now, we just said before that you have this Maaser Sheni, you forgot to redeem it. So what does the Mishnah, what does Chizkiyah come up with? You can redeem it on the other coins you have. What do you see from here? You always have an out. If you have an out, why should it ever be batal? It's a darvish yesh lo matirin. Asks everybody, Rashi asks this question. But 1 minute, I have another out. Take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. It's another out. That's what Rashi said. No, it's Tamei. The Ramban says, the Ramban gets another answer.
Yeah, but once it's Tamei, you mess up the whole thing.
Well, so it's Tamei, so you can't eat it. So you can redeem it.
You can't redeem it anymore.
Why not?
What are you redeeming on Tamei?
On money.
That'll matter it.
So you can't eat it. You can't eat Maaser Sheni. Maybe if not in Yerushalayim, then it becomes like chulin. Chulin, you can eat betoma. You can eat chulin betoma, just not Maaser Sheni. That's what Rashi answered. It must be tamei.
I wonder if you can purify that through selling it.
It could be. The Ramban gives another answer, which is a very relevant answer. He says, does a davish yesh lo matirin apply on a tircha? I have to schlep to Yerushalayim. Is that a Dover Sheishal Matirin? Because it's Tircha.
So what?
So it says a Dover Sheishal Matirin. He says, Ravaran Kosef, Eino Nechshav Dover Sheishal Matirin. It's not a Dover Sheishal Matirin. Ela im ze osu lekach. Ach, Maaser Sheni, Eino Omid la losu Yerushalayim. Come on, she can't take it like it is. El if doso la losu damav, lechein kan, ein bo shavapruta. Oh, I'm sorry. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, "Davar sheyesh lo matirin ain't a batel elim yachol lahatiro below torach vautzos." It's not a tircha. It doesn't cost any money. The egg is laid on Shabbos. What do I do? Wait till Shabbos is over. Then it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right now it's usher with no lot on Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos. It doesn't cost you anything. It's not a tircha. Just wait till after Shabbos. Avol mash yochlu halosu yushalayim aydei tircha vautzos. I got to sell this not to Yushalayim and pay money. Ain't a chash of sheish lamatirin. That doesn't mean a dove of sheish lamatirin. It's very relevant.
Since one of that can be the deciding factor.
That's a sheet. And Tosfos says that. I'll give you a very relevant shaila. Let's say you have in your house you have a kalim, spoons, forks, all that stuff. And by accident you took one and you mix the you take a fleshed fork and you mix it with a spoon and you mix milk with it. But you forgot. You mix the cheese with it. You forgot. So what do? You put it aside. I have to tovel this now. I have to do hagala. I gotta do something with it now. Right? I gotta do hagala now. And what happens? The maid comes, or even one of your kids comes, and washes it and puts it back. Right? Now, is it bottle? And the rest of the kalim? Well, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. I could go take it to the mikvah and tovel it. But 1 second. Otherwise, it would be bottle in all the other kalim. Let's say you have 60 forks or whatever. It'll be batel. Does bittel beat davar sheyesh lo matirin? Well, Tosfos just said that if it's a tircha, then yeah. So I have to schlep them all now to the mikvah to tovel them all. Not a pain in the neck. Davar sheyesh lo matirin, I can do it. But it's not a tircha? That's where it could be a relevant shaila. This issue about the tircha. Right? Let's take schlep them all. That's a pain in the neck.
Why would the tircha make a difference?
What?
Why would tircha make a difference? It's a problem. Listen, everything's a tircha in life.
So what does davar sheyesh lo matirin mean? It means without tircha, tircha.
No, davar sheyesh lo matirin means there is an out for it.
There's an out for it without tircha.
You just added words.
That's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says. Therefore, we have an out. Take it to your slime and eat it there. Rashi says, no, it's tummy. That's Rashi's answer. Tosfos says no, not Tommy. It's a tircha.
Rashi's answer makes more sense.
Yeah, because you don't like the additional requirement of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. By the way, who made up the rule that a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal? Who made that up? The rabbis made that up, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they only made it up if it's not a tircha. Think about it. What I gave you the example with the fork is a relevant nafkamina.
Yeah.
I have to take everything back to the mikveh now. No, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a big tircha, a big pain in the neck to do that. Or that's not a pain in the neck. Right? Maybe that's not a pain in the neck.
It's a lot more bigger pain than having to go buy everything new.
Or to slap to Yerushalayim. That's a big pain in the neck. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going. I go next year, then the food's not going to be good. Okay. Yeah, it is interesting. Anyway, back to our question. If you hold a chizkiyah, that what? That you can redeem it on the money, right? Then where is it ever bittul? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Gemara answers, no, the low parak. You have nothing else to redeem. You didn't redeem anything else. You never redeemed anything. We said you have extra coins. No coins. This is the only ma'aser sheni you have, a tiny amount. V'nesi ma'aser de'islei v'nat strafinu. So bring other ma'aser that's required to be redeemed and redeem them all in one shot. So the Gemara says, d'oraisa v'derabanan lo mitztarfi. You can't mix d'oraisa and d'rabanan. Why is one d'oraisa and one d'rabanan? Ma'aser sheni is d'oraisa. This is not d'oraisa. I'm just redeeming it. Why am I redeeming it? Why is it d'rabanan? Right?
That's what you're trying to get out of it.
No, because mid-d'oraisa, it's bittul b'rov. But I have a thing of d'avar sheyesh lo matirin. I have to get out of it. So that's a d'rabanan on a d'oraisa. You can't combine them.
D'avar sheyesh lo matirin is d'rabanan?
Yes. V'nesi d'mai. So bring d'mai. D'mai is also d'rabanan. I'm not sure if I was redeemed that together with this.
D'mai.
Right? Dilma asil asui vatai. No, we don't allow demai because then you'll think, oh, I can do vatai, and that you can't do because you can't combine them. Venesi shtei prut. I'm not sure what this question means. Venesi shtei prutos. Take two prutos. Venechalel alaihu, and redeem it on the items. Maiser upruto umechza. Venechalel maiser upruto umechza. Maiser on a prut and a half. Venechalel hayal hachisera, and the other maiser sheni that this tiny amount will be machal on the other half, of the other one and a half. I'm not sure exactly what that means. So Gemara says, Misa varta prutu mechza, tofsa shtei prutos. You think one and a half prutas is can grab onto two prutas? Lo, no. Pruta, tofsa pruta. A pruta for a pruta. Fachatzi pruta, lo tofsa. The other half doesn't grab. Havile d'araisev d'rabanan, d'araisev d'rabanan lo mitztarfi. I'm not sure what that means. Somehow you're going
to
try to...
You're trying to use more prutas, more produce, you're trying to round it up.
Right. Trying to round it up. You can't do that. Because
you can't round it up for one and a half.
So now the Gemara is Venesi Isser. So bring a much bigger coin. Bring a big coin. Right? So the Gemara says, Dilma Asil Asuye Prutos. No, you might come to mix it up with a pruta. Right? Okay. So, the next part of the Braisa said, Nichnas li Yerushalayim v'yotze. If you went into Yerushalayim, right? Where else is a bittul barov? If you went into Yerushalayim and you left, v'amai. Why is that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? V'leheder v'nalei. Go back into Yerushalayim. Go back into Yerushalayim. Why do you have to redeem it? And then you have to come on to this whole question about davar sheyesh lo matirin and you're redeeming it. Go back in and eat it. So the Gemara says, Bishanitma, it got tamei. This is what Rashi said that before. V'nifrake, so why don't you redeem it? The Amar Belazar, Minayin Lamaisa Shein Shinitma Shepodinoso, Afilu B'Yerushalayim. How do you know you can do that? You can redeem it, Maiser Sheini. Maiser Sheini, it's not tamei, you can't redeem in Yerushalayim, only outside Yerushalayim. What if it is tamei? Shenemar kilosuchal se'eso. It says you can't carry it. You can't eat it. Ve'in se'es el achila. The word se'es means achila. Shenemar, like it says by the brothers, by Yosef, Vayisa masas meis panav. Right. So it can't be talking about tuma, because even tuma you could redeem. So what's the answer? Ella Belokeach bekesef meiser sheni. Now we're not talking about food. We're talking about the money. Rashi says, Belokeach meiser ze v'lohu atzmo haya meiser. This itself was a meiser. Ela tzarchei sud shlokach b'yushalayim bekesef meiser. You bought meiser. You bought food with the meiser sheni money. So the Gemara says, lokach ela belokeach kesef meiser sheni. Lakuach bekesef meiser nami lifrakei. You can redeem that also. Ditnan halokeach bekesef meiser sheni shenitma. If you bought meiser sheni and then that got tamei yifteh, that you can redeem. You can redeem that. I took the meiser sheni. I bought food. That food became tamei. So that you can redeem. No, Rabbi Yehuda the Amar Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be buried, so you can't redeem it. E Rabbi Yehuda my iri yotze. Then why does it have to be a case of when you left Yerushalayim? I feel lo yotanami, even if you didn't leave. That doesn't make any sense. If you got tamei, you have to bury it. You didn't know any. Ela la'olam b'tahar. Really? Listen to this. Really, it got tahar. Umai. Really, it's tahar. Umai yotze. What does it mean you left? It doesn't mean you left. Because if you left, then it would be bittel, it would be batel. And we're trying to find the case of Davish Yesh Lamatirin. So what's the case? Denafal mechitzos. You, right then, when you got to Yerushalayim, the walls came down. The Romans besieged the city, and the walls came down, and therefore, once the walls come down, the halachas of Maaser Sheni changed. Right? Now, there's no Maaser Sheni now. You can't eat this Maaser Sheni now. You can't eat it. You can't be poed to it. So therefore what? It's not a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. It can never be eaten now. It can never be redeemed. Therefore, it's bittel barov.
What are you supposed to do with it?
What?
What are you supposed to do with it?
Nothing. It's bittel. You can't do bittel actively, because then it's a mevatel itzel chachila. You can't do that.
Right.
Wait for some bittel to happen by mistake. Nothing you can do with it. Right?
Isn't it very coincidental the walls fall down just as this happened?
That's the only case you can think of. Vamar Rava. Rava said, mechitzos le'echol daraisa. In order to eat ma'aser sheni, you need mechitzos in Yerushalayim. And mechitzos liklot derabanan, right? The idea that once you go into Yerushalayim, you can't go out, that's a din derabanan, right? So, v'chigazu rabanan, when did rabanan make that gzeira? Ki yesnu lemechitzos. That's only if you have the walls. Ki lesnu lemechitzos, lo gazu rabanan. If there's no mechitzos, there's no din like that, right? So therefore the kasha goes back. Well, there's no mechitzos now. Then, therefore, what can I do? Right? It's a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. It's a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. Why do I have to rely on Bittel? Back to the same question. Huh? So the Gemara answers, no. Low plug Rabbanon. No, it's a low plug. The Rabbanon doesn't make a difference. Pay this new Lamachitos, pay less new Lamachitos. It doesn't make a difference if it has Mechitos or it doesn't have Mechitos. Once you walk in and then the walls came down, you can't eat it. You can't redeem it. You have nothing to do with it. It's not a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. Therefore, Bittel Barov. So when we start off the Brice, we start off today's daf, there's a Mishnah that says that Meiser, that Truma and Bikurim are Batel in 100. But Meiser is not Batel in 100, Batel in less. How can there ever be a case of resorting to Meiser? It's always a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. I found you a case where it's not a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. When you went into Yerushalayim, and then the walls came down. So it's not a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. Right? Therefore, you can rely on Bittel Barov. Okay. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chata Katani. The whole thing was said on one statement. Ma'aser Sheni She'ein Bo Shava Pruta. A Ma'aser Sheni not worth a Pruta. She'nichnas LeYerushalayim. That goes into Yerushalayim V'yatza. And then you leave Yerushalayim. That's the case when the Brice has said it's Batel Barov. Right? Why is it Batel Barov? Because the Mechitza grabbed it because you were in there already. It can't be redeemed. That's when Chizkiya said you're allowed to redeem it. Amai. V'neheder v'la'ale v'lechle. So why do you have to redeem it? Go back in and eat it. Okay, so you went out. So go back in. I can't go back in because they're not from Mechitzos. Because the Mechitzos are gone. There's no more walls. V'nifrakei. So why can't you redeem it? Right? Amar Rava, Mechitza Lechel Daraisa. The answer is Amar Rava, Mechitza Lechel Daraisa. Mechitza Liklo Darabanan. It's part of the question. Amar Rava, Mechitza Lechel Daraisa, Mechitza Liklo Darabanan. Right? V'chi gazer rabbanon ki yisnu l'machitos. When did the rabbanon make that zera? Only if there are machitos. Ki lasnu l'machitos lo gazer rabbanon. So why can't? So the question is, why can't you redeem it? The answer is lo plug the rabbanon. The rabbanon don't make a distinction. Right? In other words, the question was, once the walls fell down, why can't you redeem it? The answer is lo plug rabbanon. You still can't redeem it. Ihachi ma'ir ye'en bo shava pruta. If this is the case, if the walls came down and you're stuck with this ma'is of sheni, you can't redeem it, you can't eat it, why does it have to be less than a shava pruta? The whole question today's daf was, it's less than a shava pruta, you can't redeem less than a shava pruta, you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Why does it have to be less than a shava pruta? You're stuck no matter what you have. You came to Yerushalayim with a wagon load of stuff. The walls came down, you're stuck with it. You can't eat it, you can't redeem it. Okay, bitl barov. It's not a davish shel matir. Why do you have to say it's less than a shava pruta now? Iyaki, my lady Moshe Arputa, feel Yesh Moshe Arputa Nami. Sigmar says, you're right. Lo mi boy comer. Lo mi boy Yeshbo. I don't have to tell you that I've had a pruta. The lakatale machitos, that the machitos, so to speak, grabbed it, and therefore you're stuck. You have nothing to do with it. El Aval, Ainbo, doesn't have a pruta. Ema, maybe, lo kaltule machitos. The machitos don't even attach. And therefore, it's a davish Yesh Lamatirin. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Right?
It's the same answer as before.
It's the exact same answer as before.
Well, that's why the walls stand there or not. I mean, they could have included this piece before.
Correct. So the whole daf is one issue. Chizkiya said, you could redeem Ma'aser Sheni on coins. The Mishnah said in Bikurim that there's such a thing as Bittel by Ma'aser Sheni. How could there be Bittel? You can always redeem it. So Dovah Sheish L'Mativin. So how could there ever be Bittel? No, if the walls came down, there's no Bittel. There's no redeeming, there's no eating. It's not a Dovah Sheish L'Mativin, and therefore you can resort to Bittel. That's the whole daf. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanon. It says, Im gol yigol ish mi maisro. If you want to redeem your maisro. Mi maisro, velo kol maisro. Your maisro, not all of it. Pratla Ma'aser Sheni, Shemo Shava Pruta. A Ma'aser Sheni that's worth less than a Pruta cannot be redeemed. Unlike Chizkiya. Itmar, Ravami Omar, Ainbo. Ravasi Omar, Ain Bechomsho. What does that mean, Ain Bechomsho? Look at Rashi in the second wide line. Ain Bechomsho, Shava Pruta, Shaninu. The Lav Bar Ge'ulahu, Ad Chiehei Bo Shava Arba Prutos. Kidei shehei roi l'tosvos chomesh d'ktiv b'haikra. In other words, if you have one pruta we said before, Chizki said if it's less than a pruta, then you can't redeem it. Says this shita has to be at least four prutas, so that the fifth also is included. The fifth also will be a pruta. If you don't have that much ma'aser sheni, you can't redeem it. Why? Because the fifth also has to be worth a pruta. A fifth means a quarter here. Okay, so. That's what it means, ein b'chomsho. Ravat Yochan Amar, ein bo. That it has to be worth a pruta. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, ein b'chomsho. The fifth has to also be worth a pruta. Otherwise it can't be redeemed. Meisvei, 1 minute. Ma'aser Sheni, she'ein bo shava pruta. If a Ma'aser Sheni is not worth a pruta, dayo. Right? Dayo shiyomar, it's enough to say, hu v'chomsho m'chulol almoz harishonos. This and the fifth can be redeemed on the original money. Like Chizkiya said that. That's what Chizkiya said. You could do that. Now, Bishloma Lamanda Omar Ein Bechomsho. If you hold that the fifth has to also be worth a pruta, Hanu Diktoni Dayo. That's what I said. It's enough if you have other money. That's good enough. Dafa daf to be the day ispe. Since it itself is good enough, given the chumash leka shapir, the chumash is not enough, it's not worth a pruta, then you can't redeem it by itself, and you have to resort to other money. Elamant amar ainbo, if elamant amar ainbo, right, it's not worth a shavar pruta itself, my dayo. What does it mean, dayo? Of course you have to resort to something else. It's not even worth a pruta itself. What does that mean, dayo? So Gemara says, you're right, that's akasha. That's Akasha. Fine, fair enough, that's Akasha. Okay? Now, we'll stop here. We can go. The next Gemara, Iboy Elohu, is Chumsho Milagav or Chumsho Milabar. Is a Chomesh 20%? When I tell you a fifth of a dollar, that's 20 cents. Right? Or is it a quarter? Why is it a quarter? Because 25 is a fifth of 125. So is it without adding on the fifth, or is it with adding on the fifth? You understand what I just said?
Yeah.
If it's what's a fifth of a dollar?
Chomesh isn't a fifth.
20 cents. 20 cents a fifth of a dollar. No. In the Gemara, it could be it's 25 cents. How could that be? 25 cents is a quarter of a dollar. No. When you add on the 25 to the dollar, you get 125, and that's a fifth. Which one is it? That's tomorrow and a lot of other things tomorrow also. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Have a good afternoon.